I think the overarching finding was that there was a need to be a Europe-wide a brain strategy developed around neurological conditions, but also around mental health issues as well. It's estimated that one in four people across Europe are impacted by some level of a neurological condition. And whether it be something like migraine, stroke, epilepsy, dementia, there's a vast number of conditions out there. And the reality is that, if you like, brain science is a relatively young science, because it's only in recent times we've actually had the technologies to fully understand how the brain works. There's a need for greater research at European level, but there's also a need for that research to be coordinated across all countries, so shared knowledge, if you like. And one of the things that was called for at European level was for a national brain strategy within each country. Norway led the way; they developed a brain strategy in 2019. In Ireland, we've a national stroke strategy and we've a dementia strategy, but we've no overarching brain strategy for the various conditions that are out there. I suppose, from my own perspective, I've my mother passed away with a brain tumour 12 years ago, and I have a brother who's lived with a brain tumour for over 20 years now. So for me, it's personal, that the need to, if you like, support people who have brain injuries, both in terms of the research so that the interventions can be more effective, but also helping people to live with brain injuries. He's been lucky that he's been able to live a reasonably effective life for the last 22 or 3 years, and hopefully long may it continue. But there is more research needed to be able to intervene more effectively, but also to work with people who have acquired brain injuries or the like of brain tumours, and make their lives better.